website, having the plug pinouts. That's a creative way to get your info. Let's see. After getting it home and a few rain showers later, I discovered a small area of floor rot. But after removing the nightstand and the beds, the rot extends over the entire rear of the trailer. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we just did one a couple weeks ago. We replaced the last 4 feet of the chassis in the process.
Yeah, see, that's, if you don't already know that going in, that's when your heart starts thinking. Luckily, I kind of figured that when I picked up the Ambassador. I plan to cut out the rot and replace the wood. My question is, what do the pros do with floors? Is a standard grade, standard exterior grade plywood that you'd buy at any local store like Lowe's or Maynard's? Or should I use marine grade plywood? What are the panel's thoughts on Rot Doctor epoxy treatment? And should I treat the plywood, paint it, or use some kind of water seal? I tried to search the air forums, but found too many options. Too overwhelming there. So, unfortunately, rear floor damage is pretty common, and it, like Colin said, it usually extends down into the chassis.
So, yeah, you know, the water runs downhill.
Yeah.
So takes out the next thing in line.
Yeah, and that does the whole monocoque construction problem, not having a good connection to the frame with the floor, everything in place. So, what plywood do you recommend here out of the different grades he mentioned?
Well, you know, it's funny, on some of the lists they say it's impossible to find 5/8 plywood, blah, blah, blah. Because some of the trailers were using 5/8, some of them were using 1/2 inch, and I've actually seen a couple that had 3/4 inch, all from the factory, depending on the era and the length. But I found, by and large, 5/8 through the 60s and 50s, and it can be anywhere from, oftentimes I see 1/2 inch in the 70s. Oftentimes it's 5/8 as well. But you can still get 5/8, but it's, I forget what the number is, but it's actually in 30 seconds or 64th, but you can get something that's very, very close to that, so it doesn't cause any issues in the C-channel edges and things like that. But, I buy plywood from our local lumber yard. It's AC plywood. It's basically good one side. And that's what we use. I mean, I don't see any point in using marine-grade plywood. You know, I realize marine-grade plywood is better. It's got fewer voids in it. That's really the main difference compared to the sort of commercial stuff. The cost differential there, I think, is not worth the benefit. And from a structural standpoint, in the middle of the floor, it's really not going to change anything. What I do use, though, is a... After we finish cutting the panels, we coat the whole bottom surface and the exposed end grain and the top in a couple of inches that goes underneath the C-channel with a wood preservative. And then the whole thing gets bolted down onto the chassis that's pour-15'd, and then we get underneath and we spray the floor and the chassis, everything that's underneath there, with automotive undercoating. So that's how I do it. You know, there's a lot of different options. I've seen it done many ways, but this seems to be the most cost-effective approach. And then, of course, we go to town on seam sealing and really looking for leaks or potential leak areas to make sure the water doesn't get back in there again. Certainly on the 70s-era trailers, we found issues, especially at the back, actually, where they have a steel plate that goes, it's just inside the rear skin, much like the one in the front. But instead of extending down onto the cross member, it's just like an L. And we found that when water gets down in behind there, it literally corrodes right through the aluminum skin, buggers up the C-channel, it turns into a nightmare. So we've actually pulled those out, and we've...